Hello, everybody. This is Rafael Davidovich, and welcome to the Explorations Podcast. This week is Parshas Korach, and the rabbis discover a very interesting subplot that doesn't really appear in the text of the story of Korach's rebellion and his demise, but they read something in this amazing story that I want to share with you. A number of you, I'm sure, are already familiar with this story, and this is the story of the rebel who never showed up, Own ben Peles, Own the son of Peles. He is listed as one of the leaders of the rebellion at the very beginning of the parsha, but then he is never mentioned again. So that even though it seems that this rebellion was led by Korach and Dasan and Aviram and also a man named Own does not reappear. We hear about Dasan and Aviram later, but where is Own? The rabbis have an interesting take on this. The Gemara says that On's wife saved him, that she told him, listen, you don't need to be involved in this. Whatever happens, you are not going to come up on top, because either Moshe wins, in which case you're going to just remain at the bottom, or Korach wins, and if Korach wins, you'll also be on the bottom. So she had On go to sleep, and then she scared them off when they came to get On to join the revolution. Where do the rabbis get this idea from? I mean, there are a lot of ways to tackle this, a lot of angles. I just want to handle this one piece. Where would the rabbis get this idea that On's wife was involved? We don't hear anything about On's wife. Where did they read into it? You can't say that it was simply a matter of some sort of oral tradition, because yes, Judaism and much of the Torah does have traditions, but as many of us who learn Medrash, I merit to give a Medrash shir every weekday morning before Shacharis. And what we see very clearly from all the famous Medrashim is that they're based on hints, allusions that are found in the text itself. Where was the allusion to this, that On's wife is the reason why he didn't show up? I'd like to suggest that it's related to what happened to Dasan and Aviram at the end of the rebellion. Because it doesn't just say that Dasan and Aviram were swallowed up. It says that their families, that he came out, that Dasan and Aviram came out of their tents with their wives and with their children. What did the wives have to do with it? I think this is where the rabbis pick up this nuance that their wives are mentioned. It isn't just that the wives were punished, but that they understood that the wives were there supporting their husbands in what they did. And I think this is where the rabbis get the idea that Korach's wife instigated him against Moshe as well. Even though Korach's wife is not explicitly mentioned, it is the wives of Dasan and Aviram who are mentioned. But then we hear that Korach's sons did not die. We hear about that later on. I think this offers the rabbis another clue that while the sons were not involved, Korach's wife was involved, just as Dasan and Aviram's wives were involved. Even though it just seems to be a minor point, I happen to think it is a major point over here. Because the rabbis are saying over here is that the principle that it goes all the way back to chapter 2 in Genesis, Parshas Bereishis, a wife being an Ezer Kenegdo, and even though it's phrased only in the sense that the wife is the husband's help, but it clearly works the other way in many, many ways in our society as well. The power of a family to give encouragement or sometimes discouragement of doing something is something that cannot be overestimated. And this is why the rabbis read it into the Own story, and they read it into the Korach story, because it is stated explicitly in the Dasan and Aviram story. Something to think about as we all navigate our marriages and our families and how we have the power to discourage, or God willing, encourage our spouses to do the right thing and let them know that we support them. Have a wonderful Shabbos.